Okay, welcome to this week's recap for The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 4, Here's Not Here. I am not Mike the Movie Guy, I'm Jesus, and I'm taking over as lead for today. And along with me, we have Kristen and Brancy.
What up?
What's up?
How'd you guys like this episode, first of all? That's about all time for one.
I wasn't a fan.
You weren't a fan?
No. I don't think it should have been an hour and a half, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, so what didn't you guys like about it?
Everything. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it was cool to see how Morgan changed, but I just don't think it had to be dragged out to an hour and a half. Like, I think they should have saved the hour and a half episode for some crazy shit to go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. But I don't. Unlike you guys, I liked it.
What?
I was totally a fan of this episode.
My thing is, I think it was a fine episode, but I do think it could have been cut back to 1 hour. I don't think it had to be an hour and a half. And I also don't like that they did it right after what happened with Glenn, because nobody gave a shit at that point. Like, if you gave me that episode in a different timeline, I probably would have loved it way more.
Yeah, we said the week before, like, show, like, one quick thing that Glenn is alive, and that's it. And then you can show whatever the hell you want. Like, I would have been happy with it if they showed that he was alive and then showed Morgan for the rest of the episode. I would have been cool with that.
Right.
I don't know. I like the way it was. I like the fact that he was talking to the leader of the wolves. I mean, did you expect him to be talking to him?
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, what?
I'm confused. When Morgan's talking, he's talking to the leader of the wolves. Did you expect that?
Oh, because he was telling the story, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I see what you mean.
I was like, wait, that dude was part of the wolves? What?
I know, I was like, did I zone out that hard?
No.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah,
no,
I wasn't expecting that.
Me either.
I mean, what do you guys think of that reaction from him, though? Not from Morgan, from the leader.
What about it, though? That he was, like, saying that he's going to kill him anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really surprised by it. Because those people are ruthless.
Yeah.
They're ruthless, but... So was Morgan when he first got caught by Eastman.
Yeah, I know. But if you're out to... I mean, they were kind of trying to annihilate Alexandria. And, you know, you have this guy sitting you down telling you this story. Like, what does he care? He doesn't care about this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it didn't really surprise me.
Well, once again, this is also where Morgan was... During this story, he was that ruthless.
I don't think he was that bad, though.
Really? He was just killing people because they got in his way.
Okay, well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, this was a really cool episode because of that, because you see the fact that Morgan takes kind of like this whole different persona because he sees that this guy treats him decently.
Right. Well, I don't know. I just don't like the timeline that it was placed in, because I feel like it's almost not fair to Lenny James, you know, who plays Morgan, because everybody who was watching this episode didn't give a shit because they wanted to know about Glenn. So I feel like it kind of sucks that he put so much work into that episode and everybody was just like, oh, my God, really?
I didn't care. I mean, I like Glenn. I kind of don't believe he's dead, but I didn't care the fact that we didn't see it.
Well,
I mean,
you weren't expecting it either. Jesus called it last
week.
He's like, I don't think they're not going to show anything.
Yeah, I totally didn't think they would, and I still don't think they'll show anything this next episode.
Oh my God! You know what, Jesus? if nothing happens in tonight's episode, I'm going to call you. And I'm going to bitch you out. Seriously.
Okay. Because
you're jinxing it. Brandy, back me up.
No, yeah. I didn't think anything was going to happen this last week, but they better fucking show something or I'm going to get pissed.
But you're going to be so excited when it comes back in February.
No, they're going to piss me off. They're going to fuck around too much.
Uh-huh. And then you're going to be searching and watching the episode over and over and over again. Well, last episode over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you not?
No.
You're definitely going to be obsessing over it.
I mean, it was a good episode, but I thought I didn't think that it had to be an hour and a half. And I just think that they could have placed it in a different spot because it was a good episode and you learned valuable information, but a majority of the people watching it didn't care because they just wanted to know about Glenn.
Well, not only that, how many times can you really sit there and listen to Morgan yelling for someone to kill him? Like, if they would have cut out, like, maybe 15 of those kill me's, it would have been an hour. So it's not that it was a bad episode. I just, when I heard it was an hour and a half event, I was like, oh, what? Like, okay, half of that hour better be Glenn. But no, it was Morgan telling that guy to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got half an hour of Morgan being this brutal killer who just, you know, killed people because they got in his way. And we got an hour of Mr. Buddha, Eastman. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, why the hell would Morgan leave from that guy's house? That guy gave him food. He gave him everything.
Yeah, but then at the end of everything, Eastman ended up dying. I think that Morgan was smart enough to think if he stays still, he's going to get bitten someday and he's going to die.
Yeah, but that guy got bit because Morgan was being a douche.
Okay, let's talk about that. I mean, Morgan's trying to be the good guy, and Eastman kind of pushes him over the edge.
I don't know that's really what happened.
Yeah, so Morgan's like, we can't do it here. It can't be here. And still Eastman pushes it and continues to stay there.
Yeah, because how can you keep with those clear? Okay. I don't know, man. These things annoyed me. He has to get over it. What is he supposed to do? That walker would have killed his ass.
He would have.
And instead it killed Eastman because he was trying to help him. So Morgan was being a douche.
Yeah, but I think Eastman kind of, he deserved it a bit.
I mean, look how long was Eastman living in that house with solar power? He had food. He had all these resources. He was fine until Morgan came along and he tried to help Morgan. And then he got bit.
Mm-hmm.
It bit him in the ass, quite literally.
Yeah, it did.
I would have stayed in that man's house.
Everything Eastman did worked because he was alone. You know, he had his little farm, which he was able to take care of. He was able to defend his house because there's only him there. Everything worked because he was alone. And I don't think Morgan could live alone. He saw how crazy he was when he was alone. You know, he needed to find Rick.
I don't know.
But the whole Buddha thing, it just doesn't work, right? I think we could agree with that.
The what?
The whole being Buddha and, you know, all Zen-like
can't
kill anybody.
Well, I was wondering why he was talking to Morgan so much. I was like, you don't know this guy. Why are you telling him all this shit?
Well, the story Eastman told, you know, about that prisoner that killed his family?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to redeem himself. He's trying to be a good person because...
I know, but I
killed somebody.
I guess it's just weird for me because I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, because
I think the reason they did that, like why he was telling Morgan that story, was because at the end is what Morgan was doing with that guy from the wolves. Like, he locked him in there, I guess, to starve to death. So that's what Eastman did with the other guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it wasn't horrible, but I don't see why it was an hour and a half. That's all.
Well, yeah, I see what you mean. I actually liked the episode and getting to see why he got the way that he is now, but I just didn't really think it had to be an hour and a half.
Exactly.
It really didn't, but there were a lot of elements I liked. I liked the fact that he was never locked in.
Yeah.
That was a big surprise to me. I'm like, I wouldn't trust him. Would you have trusted Morgan?
Hell no.
Eastman was a really good character, and I was sad to see him die.
Yeah, me too.
He could have been a really cool, almost Herschel-like character, but he had to die, and that's really sad to me.
Yeah.
Did you shed a tear?
I did not cry. I wasn't that invested, but maybe that's why it was an hour and a half long. Maybe they were trying to get us invested in this character.
I was pretty invested in Tabitha, so I was upset when she died.
Is there anything you actually did like about this episode?
No, I mean, I liked the episode. I just didn't think it had to be that long.
Exactly. Yeah. It was slow to me. There wasn't anything really going on.
Yeah.
But I guess that was for a reason, because, see, the last thing I wrote in my notes was, where the fuck was everyone else? You can't follow up the Glenn cliffhanger, Rick being surrounded by walkers in the RV, with an episode about Morgan. But I guess that was the point, like, because so much craziness happened in the episode before, so they just kind of, like, you know, toned it down a lot
to drive us crazy,
which worked, obviously.
Yeah, but would this be the Eye of the Storm?
Huh?
Is it the calm before the storm?
Maybe.
I mean, is tomorrow's episode going to be, you know, hella crazy?
Tomorrow or today?
Today.
I don't know, but they need to just tell us what happened with Glenn, because I can't wait anymore.
I think that's exactly what the people want to do. They want to keep you in suspense. They want to keep you waiting, keep you watching.
I mean,
well,
when
is the mid-season finale?
The mid-season finale, I believe, is tonight, isn't it? They only have 10 episodes this season?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, but let me see what I can find.
Oh, no, they have 16 episodes this season.
Let's see, we're in season 6.
I think Mike said it goes through November and then goes on break, but...
Yeah, November 29th
is... Okay, yeah, we still have, like, 4 more episodes.
Okay. So, I guess let's talk about rating from 1 to 10 for this episode. I'm guessing nobody else has anything else to say.
What do you give it? I want to hear yours first.
I'm giving it a 9. I really liked it. It had so much to do with Morgan and why he is the way he is, and it's just a very contrast to the way Rick has changed. It's so different.
Mm. What do you think, Kristen?
I'm conflicted. I feel like, because I say, like, me and Brancy were joking around, like, what the fuck are we watching? But it's not like I hated it. It's just, it wasn't what I wanted, because I wanted to see what happened with Glenn. So the episode didn't suck. So I'll give it an 8. I'm not going to give it a 9 because no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Brianna's here saying she gives it a 7.
A 7? Mm-hmm. Wow. What didn't you like about it?
Brianna, what didn't you like about it? She said everything. It was boring.
Just Brianna.
Brianna's not a fan of Morgan, I guess. Brianna, what if the whole episode was the same, but it was Daryl? She said she'll love it. That's my niece.
Of course. Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'll stick with my 8.
Right. I'll give it an 8, too, because I did actually like the episode, because I think we needed to know what made Morgan the way he is now, but I just really didn't think it had to be an hour and a half, and I don't like where they placed it. Like, if they had placed that episode before the episode that happened to Glenn or something, it would have been perfectly fine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think everybody is so hyped up trying to figure out what happened to Glenn that once they turned it on and that was what they saw, they couldn't enjoy it as much as they would have if it had been moved in a different order.
Yeah, and the hour and a half thing threw me off. Because, you know, usually when they say an hour and a half, like some crazy shit happened. So I was like waiting, like, oh my God, something's going to happen. But nothing really did. So I don't know. I think if the episode was cut down to an hour, I might have given it a 9. But I don't know. Just that extra hour and a half was just pointless to me.
I don't know. I thought it was good length. I wasn't mad about the hour and a half. I really wasn't. I mean, I wasn't bored. I liked hearing the story. The story's fine with me. And we saw some killing. We saw some really good killing from Morgan.
Oh, and the poor goat.
I know. Napa.
The goat. That's what you guys are going to go to now, the goat.
Listen,
yeah,
that
because
Twitter.
Listen, they've already killed a turtle, and now they kill a goat. Like, what is this?
Really, though.
PETA's going to get on The Walking Dead.
Maybe. Okay, so are we done?
I think so. Oh, look, the mid-season finale is November 29th, and then it comes back February 14th.
Yes.
All right.
So we still have some time. We have some episodes left.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them better have Glenn.
Yeah, they really better not play with me that long. Okay.
Okay.
Seriously.
So do you guys want to say where you guys can be reached at on social media?
Brancy.
I'm VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Mine is accordingtokristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. I also have Facebook now, so according to Kristen.
Awesome. I am dysfunctional.com, Instagram and Twitter at dysfunctional, Facebook dysfunctional LA. And I guess we have to give a shout out to Mike, even though he's not here.
Our leader who abandoned us?
Jesus. This is just crazy.
You can check him out at iwatchmike.com, on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and Facebook iwatchmike, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Awesome. And we'll also give a shout out to the VRO, which shares our podcast and posts it on their site, thevro.com, right? Am I right with that?
Yes.
What's their Twitter?
At the VRO.
At the VRO. Same thing for Instagram, I believe.
It's Instagram, Variety Radio Online.
So much, yeah. Just check out thevro.com. You'll find everything there, right?
Yup.
And I guess we're done, and we'll see you all on Monday night.
Yep. Hopefully with better news.
We're not going to miss this time.
Yeah, I need to talk about Glenn now.
Okay, we'll see if you guys get your Glenn.
See.
Okay.
We better.